The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect those of the owner, staff, or management of this radio station.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel
welcome
so
to Act Local, marketing for small business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Kaylin helps concerned, confused, and even clueless small business entrepreneurs market simply, safely, and successfully. Join Kaylin for some Monday morning marketing madness that will leave you with more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives you the power to bring your business to the next level. Whether you need help with online media, social media, video, or mobile marketing for your local business, this marketing black belt will guide you into the 21st century with easy tips, tricks, and techniques that get your local business seen and heard. And now, here is your host, third degree black belt, speaker, seminar leader, engineer, and internet marketing entrepreneur, Kaylin Amadio.
Actionable information that will help you grow your business, which is why every Monday I like to share today's takeaway, which will give you at least one action that you can take right now to help you with your business marketing. And today I want to talk about positioning. How do you position yourself or your business within the marketplace? My guest today is a guy who has dominated with his personal brand as well as the brands of his businesses from really finding that unique position that no one or no other business is filling in the marketplace. Normally, I would leave you hanging as to who that guest is, but today I want to share it with you because it's just, frankly, it's too special not to. So at 1:30, Gary Vaynerchuk will be calling in to Act Local, and I have quite a few questions for him. So do yourself a favor and stay tuned today. If you've never heard of or met Gary Vaynerchuk, you are in for a treat. I don't want to waste a moment of my time or your time with him on the air, so I won't be asking him to share his entrepreneurial journey with us, like I do with most of my guests, but I'll share it with you for him before he gets here. It's a truly amazing immigrant story, the quintessential American dream. But first, a little bit about positioning, as I mentioned. So what is positioning? Entrepreneur Magazine has a encyclopedia, believe it or not, and they define positioning as how you differentiate your product or service from that of your competitors, and then determine which market niche to fill. Positioning helps establish your products or your services' identity in the eyes of your prospect, your customer. A company's positioning strategy is affected by several variables related to a customer's motivations and requirements, as well as really being affected by your competitors' actions. So according to Entrepreneur, before you position your product or service, you should really make sure that you answer the following strategic questions about your market, your products, or your services. So this is question number one that they suggest. What's your customer really buying from you? So remember that McDonald's isn't just selling burgers and fries. They sell fast food that tastes the same no matter when or where it's ordered in an environment that's clean and friendly to families. That's how Entrepreneur defined what McDonald's is. That's their goal. Now, personally, I'm a bit of a junk food junkie, and I have been for a very long time, and I have eaten at many a Mickey D's over my lifetime, from growing up in Kansas City to New York City, where I live now, to Paris, France, to Venice, Italy. I don't think I actually made it to a McDonald's in Seoul when I was in South Korea, which is something I probably should have done. But the one thing those McDonald's all had in common was the basic food options. The quarter pounders and the fries were the same. They tasted the same from place to place. Now, the service is never the same, no matter what McDonald's strives for or what they might tell you in any of their literature. But that's another story, and we're not going to talk about customer service today. So the first point was, what's your customer really buying from you? Okay, the second point, how is your product or service different from your competitors? So a cheeseburger is a cheeseburger is a cheeseburger, right? But look how McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's differentiate their fast food. They offer different side dishes. For example, you can get onion rings at Burger King. You can get French fries, and in my opinion, the best French fries there are in fast food, at McDonald's. And at Wendy's, you can even get a baked potato. You don't even have to go fried. Different toys with the kids' meals because of the contracts they make with the different movie companies and the different ventures going on. That's a big incentive to the under 10-year-old age set and the parents of the under 10-year-olds. And different ways of cooking their burgers. A cheeseburger is a cheeseburger is a cheeseburger, but Burger King's are flame broiled and McDonald's are grilled. And Wendy's always prides themselves on having that oversized square patty that's falling off the bun, right? So they might be offering the same products, but number two is, how is your product or service different from those of your competitors? And the third point that Entrepreneur points out is, what makes your product or service unique? Not just different, but unique. So in New England, for example, McDonald's is the only fast food chain to offer lobster rolls, a lobster salad sandwich served inside a grilled hot dog roll in the summertime. And McDonald's actually does this in many of its regional markets around the country. You'll find that they have very specific offerings depending on what part of the country you're in that you won't be able to find in other parts of the country. And that's true around the world. For example, when I was in Venice at the it wasn't Venice, it was Rome. I take that back. It was Rome. At the base of the Spanish Steps, the McDonald's there, which was all marble and beautiful, by the way, had a Viennese table with yummy desserts. Now, you don't see a Viennese table at every McDonald's, but it made sense when you were in Rome at the bottom of the Spanish Steps. So what makes your product or service unique in your marketplace? Once you've answered these strategic questions based on your market research, you can then begin to develop a positioning strategy for your business plan. A positioning statement for a business plan doesn't have to be long or elaborate, but it does need to point out these handful of things. So, who your target market is, how you will reach them, what they're really buying from you, who your competitors are, and what is your USP. And in marketing, a USP stands for your unique selling proposition. Okay? Who your target market is, how you'll reach them, what they're buying from you, who your competitors are, and what is your USP. For your takeaway today, let's talk about how you're going to be able to position your business to better maximize your impact in the market, bring in more prospects, turn them into loyal customers, and ultimately make more money with your brand. So, again, from Entrepreneur Magazine, they suggest these following things. Create a positioning statement for your company. So in one or two sentences, describe what distinguishes you from your competition. Okay, we talked a little bit about that in our 3 points above. Then you're going to test your positioning statement. Does it appeal to your target audience? You're going to use it and refine it until it speaks directly to their wants and needs. So you have to test it a little bit first. Then you're going to use the positioning statement in every written communication to your customers. So after it's been refined, use it. Use it in your elevator pitch. Use it in your networking. Use it in your referral letters and other written material that you might have. So use that positioning statement. Then you're going to create what Entrepreneur suggests as image marketing materials that communicate your positioning. And on this part, you don't want to skimp, because you've heard the phrase, a picture paints a thousand words. And I've heard recently that a 1 minute video paints 1.8 million words. So make sure you hire a graphic designer to create good graphics for you, logos or other visual representations of the positioning statement. Hire a professional photographer, even to take photos of the principals of your firm, or for the website, or interior shots of your business, or product shots of your products. It's really not that expensive to hire professionals. It's completely within even the smallest of small business budgets, and it's entirely worth the investment. And the last thing that Entrepreneur suggests is to include your team in the marketing plan. It's important to help your employees understand how to communicate your positioning to your customers. And that is today's takeaway. If you have any questions, please send me an email to actlocal@kaylinamadio.com. So listen up. We're going to be going to our first break shortly. And as I told you, Gary Vaynerchuk is going to be calling in at 1:30. But as we go into break, I want you to do what I ask you every week, and that is to begin to get connected with me. So if you haven't already, go to the show page. There are links to all of your favorite social media platforms, if you indeed have a favorite. There's a link to that email address that I gave you. You can find them all on the Act Local show page at Rockstar Radio Network. If you're hearing me for the first time, I'll clue you in that my favorite is actually Twitter. So you can find me and speak to me the most often on Twitter, and use the hashtag #ActLocalMarketing if you want to continue any of the conversations that we're having here on Act Local. So we're going to go to break. Hurry back for more on positioning on Act Local Marketing.
I feel so close to you right now.
Act Local is the place where busy entrepreneurs like you gain more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kaylin returns after a short break with more strategies and techniques to develop your inner warrior. We'll be right back.
At iKaylin.com, we believe effective marketing requires knowledge of all the systems and tools available. Good marketing takes planning and strategy. The if you build it, they will come approach only works in Hollywood movies, not in the real world, and absolutely not online. You are a real-world business owner, and you need real-world business solutions for your marketing. It doesn't have to be difficult or time-consuming to work. Our Five Secrets strategy allows us to see what your business needs to prosper in the here and now, 21st century world of massive communication challenges. At iKaylin.com, we craft custom strategies for every client that are not too big and not too little, but just right for you, your business, and your budget. Visit iKaylin.com/secrets. For a free report that shares what the five secrets to marketing online can do for your business.
Get ready to learn and play with Mrs. A, your host, Barbara Allison, Mondays at 11 a.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Did you know that kids are only 20% of the population, but they are 100% of the future? How are you preparing your child for that future? The years between the ages of 0 and 6 are crucial for learning and development. Barbara Allison is a teacher, parent, and author on supporting children's early learning. Learning starts even before a child is born, and parents are children's first teacher. Join Mrs. A for ideas, tips, and suggestions for fun learning and play activities as she helps you support your child. Starting early is starting smart. For more on Mrs. A, her books, the show, and her blog, check out her website, 123kindergarten.com. Then, come learn and play with Mrs. A, with your host, Barbara Allison, Mondays at 11 a.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network.
There's no stopping us right now.
I feel so close to you.
Welcome back to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Welcome back. This is Kaylin Amadio, and you're listening to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business, where my very special guest today is going to be calling in at half past the hour, right after this next segment. And that guest is the one and only Gary Vaynerchuk. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that he doesn't have any more delays. We had a little notification of another interview he was doing this morning that was live. I'm not sure if it was on television or the radio. I'm assuming it was on television. And it was making him run behind a little bit. So I'm going to keep my fingers crossed that he'll make it by half past the hour, because I have a gazillion questions, which is an overstatement. I have 10 questions, but it'll seem like a gazillion once I get through with him. I'm sure you'll enjoy hearing from him very much. I would ask a guest about their entrepreneurial journey, because I really enjoy hearing them. But our time with Gary is limited, clearly. So I want to be able to get straight to the questions with him. So I'm going to tell you about him without his actually being here, give you some of his bio and some of his journey that I have heard him speak about in the past, so that you're quite familiar with him by the time that he's able to call in and we get to go to some questions. So this is his bio that I want to share with you from his blog at GaryVaynerchuk.com. I've heard him tell his entrepreneurial journey on various keynotes. You know, it's part of his keynote address. So I'm not going to ask him about that journey, but I think you're going to enjoy it. So here's part of his bio. See, the first time I met Gary, I didn't actually meet him. The first time I heard him, I shouldn't be so presumptuous, was as a keynote at Blog World in 2011, where he was part of a panel. It wasn't a typical keynote. His book, The Thank You Economy, had just come out. And he actually gave a copy of this book to everyone that was in the room at the Javits Center in New York City. Now, I'm talking hundreds of people. And I remember being very impressed by that. It was the first time I'd seen an author just give their book away. Now, I've seen authors since then give books away, even mail books to their list. And part of that strategy is to get them actually to the top of the New York Times bestsellers list or et cetera. And it's becoming a little more common now to purchase the book and give it away to a very responsive list. But at the time, authors really didn't give a lot of books away. And I was very impressed that he literally just gave it to this room full of people who showed up for the keynote panel, where he was speaking, like I said, at Blog World with H.P. Mallory, who is a paranormal romance writer who made her career by publishing herself in Amazon on the internet, and with Jeffrey Hazlett, who was the former, I think he was the CMO, something in the C-suite at Eastman Kodak. So they were a very interesting panel. And the whole thing, like I said, made quite an impression on me. So here from Gary Vaynerchuk's blog at GaryVaynerchuk.com. He is a 37-year-old New York Times, Wall Street Journal best-selling author, who is also a self-trained wine and social media expert. And from a young age, it was clear that Gary was a businessman. At 8 years old, he was operating 7 lemonade stands in his neighborhood. And by 10, he had moved on to selling baseball cards at local malls. In high school, while working at his family-owned liquor store, Gary started reading The Wine Spectator and other wine books, and realized that collecting wine offered an allure similar to his previous hobby of collecting baseball cards. So with a wealth of knowledge and an entrepreneurial spirit, Gary spent every weekend of his college years at his parents' wine store. Recognizing the importance of e-commerce in 1997, Gary launched winelibrary.com and helped grow his family business significantly from a $3 million concern to a $45 million concern by 2005. In 2006, with a flip cam, which I don't even think they make anymore, but a flip cam and a New York Jets bucket, Gary began Wine Library TV, which revolutionized the wine world. His wine reviews soon attracted over 100,000 viewers each day, and his diehard fans nicknamed themselves Vaniacs. So fans of Gary Vaynerchuk, just in general, call themselves Vaniacs. Gary's cult-like following was the result of his really unconventional and often irreverent commentary on wine. Using several comical expressions like the sniffy sniff and the oak monster, he really encourages straightforward wine tasting and debunks wine myths. A business visionary, Gary also started Cinderella Wine, which is a flash sale website that features one wine per day beginning at 9 p.m. Eastern Time for only 24 hours, sold at a severely discounted price. Gary does not claim to be a techie, but in 2005 he began video blogging and is known as a true social media trailblazer. He has close to 1 million followers on Twitter, 980-some thousand on Twitter, and was included in Business Week's list of the top 20 people every entrepreneur should follow. Gary's first business book was called Crush It, Why Now is the Time to Cash In on Your Passion, and it was published in October of 2009, and it hit the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Associated Press bestsellers list in its first weeks in print. It maps out Gary's road rules for how to crush it in today's business market by following your passion and building your own personal brand. His second New York Times bestseller, The Thank You Economy, the book that was given away when I saw him for the first time at Blog World, was published in March of 2011. And it details the effect of social media on business and has become required reading for business leaders. In the spring of 2009, Gary and his brother AJ launched VaynerMedia. And it's a new breed of agency that helps Fortune 500 companies like the Campbell Soup Company, PepsiCo, Green Mountain Coffee, the New York Jets, I believe the NFL at large in general, and the Brooklyn Nets, for example, find their social media voices and build their digital brands. Gary has appeared on countless programs from Jimmy Fallon, Late Night with Conan O'Brien, and The Ellen Show, to the news shows MSNBC, CNBC, CNN, and NPR. He was also notably featured in Decanter Magazine's 2009 Power List, which is a list of the 50 most influential people in wine, and named Innovator of the Year at Wine Enthusiast's 2009 Wine Star Awards. And Gary says that his ultimate goal is to own the New York Jets. Although his various businesses obviously play an enormous role in his life, he always puts his family first. Now, that was the official bio of Gary Vaynerchuk, who is known as Gary V on Twitter. By the way, if you want to look him up on Twitter, he's Gary V, V-E-E, so at Gary V-E-E on Twitter. He's delivered numerous keynote speeches around the country, and actually around the world. In fact, he is the keynote speaker on tomorrow, May 14th, right here in my own backyard at the Westchester Digital Summit in White Plains. My company, actually iKalen LLC or iKalen.com, is a sponsor at the Westchester Digital Summit. We'll have a booth there. So if you're attending, stop by and see me. I'll be around. And I'm looking forward to hearing Gary speak there. I've listened to several of his keynotes on YouTube. You can find a lot of them on YouTube, and I encourage you to look him up there or on his blog where you can find video of his keynotes as well. And during those keynotes, he will often elaborate on his journey as an entrepreneur. His family immigrated from what is now Russia. I guess it was the Soviet Union at the time when he was 3 years old. And they didn't have any wealth to speak of. His father went to work for a family member's wine shop in New Jersey, I believe is who owned it at the time. And Gary talks about how hard his father had to work to keep them afloat. They didn't speak English when they got here. His father took a menial job at the wine shop. Gary talks about his dad being gone already in the mornings and not getting home until after Gary was in bed already at night. So he really never saw his father much growing up, because that's what it took to make ends meet. I've heard him speak further on his own business ventures, where at a young age, including operating not the one but seven lemonade stands. Now, that's an entrepreneur for you. He hired other neighborhood kids to work the lemonade stands. And he tells a story about driving around. This is funny. About driving around his New Jersey neighborhood on his big wheel. If you remember what a big wheel is, going to his lemonade stands and collecting his cash. So on more than one occasion, I've heard him reminisce about the many ways he figured out how to make pretty significant money for his age through all of these various business ventures of his. So he's a natural capitalist and an entrepreneur. And when the day came that his father expected him to come help out in the family business, Gary had to give up his lucrative business ventures and join the family business. And it was ultimately there that he really let his entrepreneurial spirit shine. So we're getting ready to go to another break. I hope I've clued you in quite a bit on who Gary Vaynerchuk is. He should be with us when we get back on Act Local Marketing.
Act Local is the place where busy entrepreneurs like you gain more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kalen returns after a short break with more strategies and techniques to develop your inner warrior. We'll be right back.
Once there was a smart baby boomer that loved her business. She knew that to grow it, she would need marketing. So she went for a search on the internet and came across all sorts of social media. She went on all the sites and opened accounts, but after starting profiles on all of them, she began to feel overwhelmed. To do all the marketing experts told her to do was just too big a task. She needed a change. Because she was a smart entrepreneur, she chose two of the popular social media sites to market her business. But after month, it didn't seem to make any difference. And she saw other savvy business owners using different sites here and blogging over there. When suddenly, she noticed more clever baby boomers going to iKalen.com and leaving so happy, she just had to see for herself. iKalen.com helped her make a marketing plan to grow her business that wasn't too big and wasn't too little. It was just right.
In the annals of recorded history, there has never been anything that can compare to home movies. But now, in this modern era, where do you turn for the best information? Right here. It's the Home Movie Legacy Project, hosted by Rhonda Vigent. Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Central here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Learn how to organize, digitize, share on social media, use as genealogy research, repurpose or even monetize found footage. Discover ways to find films about your own family that you didn't even know existed. Or create a documentary that can use the power of home movies to deliver a message that can impact the lives of many. For more on Rhonda and the show, go to our website, homemovielegacy.com. then be here as the journey continues with the Home Movie Legacy Project with Rhonda Vigent. Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Central here on the Rockstar Radio Network.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you.
Welcome back to Act Local. Marketing for Small Business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Welcome back. This is Kaylin Amadio, and you are listening to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business, right here on the Rockstar Radio Network. As I told you before we went to break, I've got my fingers crossed. If all of you out there could cross your fingers too, I would greatly appreciate it. We're still waiting for Gary to call in, but there are a few more things that I wanted to share with you anyway about his entrepreneurial journey, because I wasn't sure if he would be able to call in right on time or not. And such is the nature of trying to do a live radio interview, right? So I had left off with the fact that he was sort of, from hearing him talk about it, co-opted into coming into the family business. It's not something that he really wanted to do, and no amount of begging or pleading got him out from underneath that obligation in his father's eyes. It's funny to hear him tell the story. So he ended up working for the family business. He talked about, you know, there after school every day, there was no summer vacation for him. There was no spring break. It was, you went to work in the family business. And I think I remember him saying something about starting out, you know, in the basement, sort of organizing stuff and, you know, doing those kinds of things that we do at our first job when we're younger. And at around the age of 16, he was able to come up into the light and really, really got going with the wine business with the family and got into the marketing of it and started to see the wisdom of the internet and the changes it was making. And that's how that part of his career really got going, and how he was able to turn the wine shop around into a not just a profitable business, but a super profitable business. So I was receiving a cue from my producer that we think we've got him on the line. I'm not sure if that's correct.
It's true.
Hey, Gary Vaynerchuk, thank you for coming in to Act Local Marketing. It's great to meet you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
I was actually just giving people your entrepreneurial journey because I've heard you speak about it before in some of your keynotes, and I didn't want to waste your time or the listeners' time asking you about it when we could be asking you much more important questions, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So let me tell you, the listeners of this radio show and my personal marketplace are the over, let's say, I usually say over 45 because even I don't like to admit I'm over 45, but it's really more like the over 50-year-olds, established business owners who are still a little confused or concerned, or I even say clueless about this whole internet thing. They still, some of them are still not convinced that it was important enough to be worried about. Some of them know that it's important enough to be worried about, but they're overwhelmed by the whole idea. So I would like you to give them a wake-up call about how important social networking and new media is to their business model.
So, okay. I mean, you know, that's a funny thing. I've been thinking a lot about this lately. It's so ironic to me that I become the closer that people bring in, or the person that launches wake-up calls, when I have zero, and I'm going to say it with a capital Z-E-R-O, zero intention or want or ambition to convince anybody to do it. I really do. I have zero. I have no romantic thoughts to the thought of I want to be a savior of people's business or business opportunities by convincing them the value of these things. It's just I talk about these things more for legacy and being on the record when in 5 and 10 years they become true so that I can leverage that information and that story for my betterment and my long-term success. I'm not some, you know, Mother Teresa trying to help everybody. I'm really not. I mean, I love people, and I think you know enough about my spiel to know I really do care, but I'm flabbergasted by anybody who in 2013 doesn't realize that social networks / internet / the world we now live in, the web, isn't essential, downright critical to someone's business success. It baffles me, and where I'd given them the benefit of the doubt, at this point I'm starting to get angry and almost wish for their businesses to go out of business.
I understand that completely. I do a lot of public speaking in my own, you know, local backyard, my small mm-hmm. network, and mm-hmm. It astounds me how often I run into a business person that I then can't find on LinkedIn, or they don't have a website yet. It is astonishing. That's a good word for it.
Yeah, you know, so it's just an interesting. It's just a very, very interesting situation. I mean, you know, I don't really even know how to comprehend it. I mean, it's 2014, people.
Exactly. The horse is definitely out of the barn. So I think sometimes these people are worried that, you know, a lot of them are brick and mortar, right? They're local businesses, Main Street USA, and they've found themselves going up against the Walmarts of the world, some of the bigger box stores who have huge budgets. Right, the kind of businesses that VaynerMedia works with, you know, big budgets, and they're really telling stories, and these local businesses figure they can't compete. But in your opinion, is it important for them to think that they need to own their space on the internet in order for that kind of marketing to work for them?
No, I think, you know, I think people just get crippled by non-reality, meaning, you know, I'm stunned that a hardware store thinks that if a Home Depot opens up a block away, that they're out of business. That would then tell me that their business was completely predicated on price and convenience, which should never be what a small business builds their business around, right? There's no way a Walmart could beat you on service or empathy or humility or humanity or caring or scaling one-on-one, right? So.
Right.
I'm answering your question philosophically at a higher level, which is, you know, everybody can carve out a niche. The American economy is so big that you can dig so down the long tail and make profit and make business happen. And so, the end. You know, I just don't even know how else to explain it other than, you know, I had a small liquor store, family business, and a Costco, and a major store, and three other small liquor stores all popped up during the time that I'm so heralded for building my business, because I found what we could bring in value, and that's what I, you know, executed against. You know, if you were a small hardware store and you just stood behind the register, or you fished all day and had a couple of kids running the hardware store, and then Home Depot opened up and you started complaining, well, that's your own fault. You know, you should have built a stronger foundation, a stronger customer service. This is capitalism. This is America. And, you know, you and your small hardware store took away the business from somebody else before that. So, you know, I'm pretty hardcore when it comes to that. Obviously, you know, if Home Depot or Walmart or Big Box used their money to influence laws that didn't allow you to do business, that's a different story. But America allows you to do business. And so I implore everybody to figure out what their story is, bring value to the customer. Those two things have a funny way of working themselves out for you to be a success in your industry.
Well, you're really bringing up what my next question for you is. I have a friend, a shout out to Alan Berkson, my friend, who extensively works on what he calls the corporate story world with Starlight Runner and some other concerns. Now, I know that VaynerMedia has just partnered with BuzzFeed on a social storytelling creator program. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, BuzzFeed is a very unique and special news outlet, in my opinion. They have a very distinct DNA to how to tell your story. And instead of the common same old banner ads or, you know, or box ads or on the right side banners, top banners, they've got a native ad platform where content, I would almost call it advertorial 3.0, where content is what drives the success for the advertiser. And we at VaynerMedia pride ourselves at being the best storytellers on whatever platforms on the world at the moment are relevant. We think BuzzFeed is one of them. And so it was a natural kind of opportunity because we're able to really communicate and execute for our clients in these platforms. And so that's kind of where we're at.
So I have to confess, I'm not that familiar with BuzzFeed. I haven't used BuzzFeed that often. So this partnership that you've created them is only going to exist on BuzzFeed?
That's correct.
Okay.
So BuzzFeed is, when you get off this call later in the day, you take a look at it. It's a, you know, blog that is a news blog, a lot of funny things like 13 hats that you can wear in the winter, but it's also got Pulitzer Prize, you know, winning writers, almost building the new New York Times, in my opinion. You know,
okay.
It's going to become a news outlet. They're a media company. I mean, the president, you know, even acknowledged them during, you know, his media dinner the other night. I mean, they're starting mm-hmm. to make a lot of noise. And what they do is, you know, interstitial to their media, they run advertorial ads for brands, but it's not a banner ad. It's a piece of content. So if you're a pet food cat brand, maybe you'll sponsor a article that's 13 reasons your cat is cooler than you. You know what I mean? So you'll take
right.
a look at it. That's the gist. We've become okay. the first agency that they feel comfortable enough to actually write the content directly for the platform instead of having their writers write it.
Oh, I see. I was missing that piece. I wasn't sure exactly mm-hmm. how this relationship was working.
Yep, well, there it was.
So, okay.
We become a content provider.
I see. And this is going on to some of my marketplace might not really understand what, you know, a corporate story world is, but it's really sort of creating the world in which your company and your products exist, you know, and making it real so that everyone involved with them, from your customers to your employees, understand really what you're all about and what your outward face to the world is. And then they know how to talk to customers. They, from, you know, the CEO down to the mailroom, everyone's sort of on the same page when you have a corporate story world that everybody understands. And from what I'm understanding from you, Gary, is that VaynerMedia now is going to be helping create that content on BuzzFeed that helps to continue the storytelling for the brand.
As we do for all of our clients on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram.
Right, right. We're going to a break. I don't know if you can stay with us, but hopefully we can have more with Gary Vaynerchuk of VaynerMedia.
Tax Local is the place where busy entrepreneurs like you gain more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kaylin returns after a short break with more strategies and techniques to develop your inner warrior. We'll be right back.
Get ready for resources, tools, and support to help you build a successful business and live an awesome life. It's the Women's Business Success Show with your host, founder of the Association of Women Entrepreneurs, Tara McHugh. Thursdays at 11 a.m. Central here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Each show will feature a special guest interview. Tara will bring you highly successful entrepreneurs sharing their stories of success. You'll hear about the challenges they faced along their journey together with the advice they have to help you achieve more. You'll also hear from various personal and business development experts sharing tips, solutions, and strategies that you can easily implement into your business and life for amazing results. For more on Tara and her show, check out her website, aofwe.com. Then join us for the Women's Business Success Show with your host, the founder of the Association of Women Entrepreneurs, Tara McHugh. Thursdays at 11 a.m. Central here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Get ready to learn and play with Mrs. A, your host, Barbara Allison. Mondays at 11 a.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Did you know that kids are only 20% of the population, but they are 100% of the future? How are you preparing your child for that future? The years between the ages of 0 and 6 are crucial for learning and development. Barbara Allison is a teacher, parent, and author on supporting children's early learning. Learning starts even before a child is born, and parents are children's first teacher. Join Mrs. A for ideas, tips, and suggestions for fun learning and play activities as she helps you support your child. Starting early is starting smart. For more on Mrs. A, her books, the show, and her blog, check out her website, 123kindergarten.com. Then, come learn and play with Mrs. A, with your host, Barbara Allison, Mondays at 11 a.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you.
Welcome back to Act Local. Marketing for Small Business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Hey now, it's Kaylin Amadio, and you're listening to Act Local Marketing for Small Business with my guest today, the one and only Gary Vaynerchuk. And I think Gary has time for one more question from us. So, Gary, I want to ask you what you think of the whole Google Glasses.
You know, I think it's a sneak peek into the next layer of the intellectual social web. Whether Google Glasses succeeds or not, I promise that one of their competitors and things like it will succeed. We want information, we want it fast, we want it integrated into our lives, and the phone is the precursor to Google Glass, in my opinion, which will probably be a precursor to a helmet or other things that we could never imagine. But, you know, I do think it's an absolute precursor to how we interact with technology. I think every product in the world will become quote-unquote smart, so our phones became smart first, our glasses are about to become smart, but I do believe we'll live in a world where our sneakers are smart and will text us saying we're running the wrong way and fix your form or you're going to be hurt. Our refrigerators are going to get smart and they're going to reorder our favorite Pepsi soda and reship it to us because it's going to realize that we only have one can left and we ordered six. You know, our homes will become smart and put on the AC when it's warm outside, and our pants will become smart and tell us to lose weight when it feels tighter. So I do think the whole world's about to go quote unquote smart.
That's in equal portions fascinating and frightening.
Always. Like this is. I promise you, if we dug up all our great-great-great-grandparents and showed them the world we're living in with phones and computers and texting and, you know, all these things that we're doing, they would never, ever believe it.
That's a given. Absolutely.
So thank you. Thanks for having me on.
You're quite welcome, and I appreciate your time. Maybe I'll see you at the Westchester Digital Summit. I will be there.
I'd love that.
Okay, terrific. Thank you, Gary.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So there you have it. Gary Vaynerchuk right here on Act Local Marketing. And when I tell you the gymnastics and the machinations that went on to make this interview happen, oh, my God, it was difficult. The guy is very busy. He's very in demand. So, you know, he was very difficult to get a hold of and to make this all work. And I really appreciate his willingness to work with us on scheduling. I really appreciate TogiNet, Rockstar Radio Network's people, for making it work, because this is something that I've been trying to make happen for about 4 months. So there's a lesson in that for you. If you really want something, don't give up. Because it took a lot of effort and a lot of talking and a lot of scheduling and a lot of coordination to get Gary on the show. But I'm glad he was here, and I do hope I get to meet him tomorrow at the Westchester Digital Summit, where he will be giving a keynote speech. Now, I found what he had to say about Google Glass very interesting. And if you don't know what Google Glass is, and I'm not going to be snide and say if you've been living under a rock, because it's not quite that out there. There's a possibility that maybe, you know, you really don't know what it is. But Google has created this product, I tell you. They literally are glasses. You should Google Glass and you'll be able to see them. They made a certain number of them. I think it was something like 1,500, let's say, of them. And of course, there were far more than 1,500 people on the planet that wanted the first pair. So they had something like an essay contest or something. You had to send into them what you were going to do with Google Glass technology. And I guess all those essays, you know, takes you back to your childhood and grammar school. They weighed out all of those things that people said that they were going to do. And then they decided which 1,500 people in the world were going to get the opportunity to purchase the first glasses. And I'm not sure how many people got them. And I'm not sure what that, maybe I have my numbers backwards. Maybe they cost 1,500 and, you know, they made 3,000 of them. I don't know. But it was a very small amount and they're very expensive. But they did go out. And if you go online, you can definitely go on YouTube and you can go on Google and you can look up some of the things people have been doing with Google Glass. So what Google Glass is it's a pair of very, you know, modern looking glasses that you put on that sort of, you know, they wrap around, the top piece wraps around, and there's a little, it's very much like that Tom Cruise movie Minority Report, you know, where everything was so ultra modern and in the future, you know, this is Jetsons to the nth power, and you wear the glasses and there's a piece of glass in front and it's literally connected, I guess, through Wi-Fi to the internet as you walk around. And the same way Gary was saying, you know, your phone is smart. Well, now this pair of glasses is smart and it takes voice commands. So if you go look up some of the different things people did with it or Google's promotional material about it, you'll see that it takes voice commands and you can do a hangout like they have on Google Plus. So there are teachers who have gone to remote places in the world wearing their glass and doing a hangout with students so that the students can then be participating in whatever it is that the teacher is doing, whatever the teacher is showing them and learning, and the students are participating in a way that they would never have the opportunity to do otherwise, and they get to ask questions live, and you're looking through the eyes of the person wearing the glasses. You see what they see. When you're connected with them this way. So it's really a fascinating concept, but not only will it take voice commands and allow you to hang out, you know, it'll make a phone call for you, it'll take video for you, it'll make photographs for you. It's really, really fascinating, and it is another one of these paradigm shifts. When I do speaking engagements, I often talk about the fact that the internet in and of itself was a paradigm shift, and that's what I was trying to get Gary to, you know, to speak to in that first question, to convince people that it's something that you have to be involved in. You don't have a choice anymore. If you want your doors to remain open 5 years from now, you've got to be using the internet as part of your business model and part of your marketing. Well, the next shift that happened right on top of that was mobile. So mobile technology came and no one really saw it coming. I mean, the internet sort of revved up and email and communication, and we all had time to sort of wade into the water and get used to it and come around. Mobile came upon us very quickly. That technology changed very, very fast, and it connected us to the internet in ways that we didn't imagine, really. And what happened is another shift occurred right on top of this last shift that we were just sort of getting our bearings about and getting used to. And you know, mobile is another big deal that many people are still getting used to. I don't think there are too many dumb phones left in the world. Most companies don't make dumb phones anymore. They only make smartphones. So it's only a matter of time until everyone has what we call a smartphone. And people, there are more smartphones in the world than there are computers. So while the internet might be part of your purview now, and it might be something that you use in your business regularly, whether it's through email or other types of social networking, and you've gotten accustomed to that, there are fewer computers on people's desks and laptops than there are mobile devices between tablets and phones. So mobile is a really big deal that you need to be worried about. So right on the heels of that, in the whole history of man, you know, it's another nanosecond later, and suddenly we have Google Glass. So Google, whom I affectionately often call Skynet, if you are a, what was the movie, Terminator fan? You know, Skynet was that program that ended up being inside every piece of hardware on the face of the earth, every computer on earth, and it took over. Google's a little bit like that. Luckily, they are benevolent now at the moment, but they know a lot about us. They know all your keystrokes. They have caches of information. They have access to everything on Earth. And while I find that frightening, because nobody should have access to all the information on Earth, it also exists, and we have to work with it. So Google Glass is a very interesting phenomenon, and it's something that you really should start to educate yourself about and start to think about, because I think Gary's right. It's the next wave. You know, if your phone is smart today and your glasses are now smart tomorrow, because this beta testing or whatever they're calling it with these few pieces that they made in Google Glass, eventually the price will come down, as it does with everything, and we will all have Google Glasses available to us, you know, while you drive and while you walk around, and you'll be connected all the time, hands-free, doing all kinds of stuff. And then, like Gary said, your refrigerator is going to be smart, right? Your vacuum cleaner is going to be smart. Your car is going to be smart. The car will be driving itself. You just have to get in and tell it where you want it to go. That all that science fiction technology stuff is really not that far away. And like I said, it's fascinating, it's exciting, and it's frightening all at the same time. But I think it's important to try and stay abreast of all of it, because it's going to be important to you. Now, another thing that we talked about that I want to reiterate for you when Gary was on the phone with us was this idea of story worlds, and how his company, VaynerMedia, has created this connection with BuzzFeed. So I encourage you to go to BuzzFeed, as I'm going to do, and get a little more familiar with them. But know that part of the way that you are going to market to your ideal prospects is through telling the story of your brand, of your business, of your family. If it's a family business, you're going to be telling your story, not just saying, buy my stuff, buy my stuff, buy my stuff. That's not what people want to hear. They don't want advertising from you. They want to be part of your story. They want to know how they can fit in. That's it this week from Act Local, Marketing for Small Business, right here on the Rockstar Radio Network. We'll see you next Monday. Have a great week. Take care.
Join Kalen for some Monday morning marketing madness every week at this same time on Act Local. It will leave you with more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives you the power to bring your business to the next level. Act Local, marketing for small business.